This goes to Dr. Katie, K-A-T-I-E, Ryan, R-Y-A-N. Fax 989-224-2065. Regarding Susan Dickinson, D-I-C-K-I-N-S-O-N. Date of birth, January 22nd of 1949. Dear Dr. Ryan, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Dickinson with stage 3B chronic kidney disease and hypertension. Her last visit was February 1st of 2021. She had stable labs last year, and so we switched to annual visits. However, she had not had labs checked last year, and when she had them checked February 16th this year, her creatinine had increased from its usual range of between 1.0 and 1.2, now at 1.4. And since last year, she has developed an autoimmune skin disorder and has been started on Plaquenil 200 milligram twice a day. Yeah, she's had a psoriasis-type rash as well as blistering and bruising in other areas. She's not sure of the autoimmune diagnosis currently, but she has lost 11 pounds over the last year also. She states that she has not had COVID-19 infection to her knowledge. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, but she does have the unusual skin condition that she's seen several dermatologists before she got an actual diagnosis, she states. And medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Losartan 25 milligram daily and the new Plaquenil 200 milligram twice a day. And she's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. A physical exam, her weight is 160 pounds, and blood pressure 129 over 70. And labs were done February 16th of 2022. And the creatinine had increased from between 1.0 to 1.2 to 1.4, with estimated GFR of 37. Her albumin is 4.0, calcium is 9.4, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.8, hemoglobin 13.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with an increase of creatinine this year, hypertension currently at goal, and a new autoimmune skin disorder. We're going to repeat the patient's creatinine in March, probably within the next week. We're also going to check a urinalysis with a urine creatinine to protein ratio to look for evidence of renal inflammation. And then we'll have lab studies checked every 3 months after these labs come back, or more often, depending on what the creatinine level is within a week. She should have follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. And she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.